If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. Thank you so much for joining us, especially given that it's holidays. It's almost the end of the year. The new year is 2 days away. Super, super excited and looking forward to 2023. And we have a really awesome topic. This has been a long time coming. Today's episode topic is Limitless Azúcar, part one of six. And today's theme is when worlds collide. And I have my special guest, my mother, my business partner, one of my best friends and travel companions, Zulma Verdejo Carrion. And so we're going to get into some really yummy, really interesting stuff today. And again, this is part one of six. So make sure you register for all different parts to not mix any of these episodes. It's going to be amazing. If you're new to me, I am a family and child coach, a speech language pathologist, and therapeutic energy worker. I work with families virtually online, providing speech and language services, providing advocacy, mediation, and organizational systems so that each person in the family can have their strengths and gifts acknowledged, and so that everyone in the family can thrive together. I also do body relationship coaching, where it helps people connect with their bodies more clearly, with more ease, so that they can create and partner with their bodies and have a wonderful life. And then on top of that, I'm the creator of a body process that invites us all to have more exuberant living, where we actually get to be more lit up about our lives and have more ease with our bodies. And my mom, Zulma, is actually one of the practitioners of that body process. And she has had my back throughout my whole energetic therapeutic journey. And we can talk about that today. Some people have asked how they can contribute to the show, even if they don't need to be a sponsor for their own business. And you can actually donate to our podcast or contribute to my work with children and families and individuals around the world by giving money through PayPal using empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com or using Venmo at Ceres_Rivas. And these links are also under each of the episodes. So thank you for asking. And if there's any other ways that I can contribute to you with future topics, let us know. Now, Zulma, my mom, and so much more, is the owner of Serene Fusion LLC, where she educates people on practical alternative health practices in her workshops, coaching, and classes around the world. She empowers people to choose what will work for them and their unique body systems. You see where I get it from? Some topics include, but are not limited to, anti-aging, the NRF2 system, relaxation techniques, access consciousness, pediatric development, and autism spectrum disorder, just to name a few. Her services are customized to her clients' specific needs, and she's committed to continually learn new techniques to be at the cutting edge for her business and her clients. She coaches those who desire financial freedom, more ease with their bodies, and greater clarity in their life. And the best way to reach her is by emailing her at serenefusion@gmail.com. And you can go to her website, serenefusion.lifevantage, LIFEVANTAGE.com, serenefusion.lifevantage.com. And one of the really cool things that she is gifting to all of our listeners is if you email her at serenefusion@gmail.com with the subject line, Choosing a Different Future, she'll know you're one of our listeners, and she will give you either a 10% off code for your first order, and up until December 31st, tomorrow, if you get this, you can actually take advantage of having a $60 cash back for any of your orders. How cool is that? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Zulma, for that generosity. And then we can also connect with us in these upcoming events. We have the Expansive Energies Group continues. where we meet twice a month for 45 minutes to practice self-care together. You receive group therapeutic energy work sessions from me around different themes. This month's theme is truly living with the unexpected. Next month's theme is to be decided, because it's decided by our group members. So join us, and then you can also chime in and vote. And we have our Being a Different Possibility for Children and Families monthly support group that's starting in January, and our Awakening class in January and in June. The January one is a two-part on 28th and 29th of January, and it's going to be in person in Charlotte, North Carolina, and live streaming wherever you are in the world. So the information for all of that can be found at empoweringlightlanguage.com. Now, our show, Limitless Azúcar, When Worlds Collide. So as Zulma and I, we are going to delve into our childhoods and our experiences educating children and families. Keep in mind your childhood, your interactions with people from different parts of the world, from different backgrounds, and when you have had worlds collide. And you will get ideas on how you can create beyond what is expected and projected at you, so that you can have more of what makes your life sweeter. And that gets into the first question that I'm sure is on all of your minds if you haven't watched any of our Limitless Azúcar videos on our YouTube. We've been doing this for years, but this has been, we wanted a more organized way of doing this for years and years and years. What is Limitless Azúcar? So Zulma, Ma, as you'll see me slip up and say, because I go back and forth between saying Ma and Zulma all the time. For you, what is Limitless Azúcar?
For me, Limitless, oh, thank you for everything. It's like, this is a dream come true. I'm excited about being in here, and there's so much to talk about. So it Limitless really Azúcar, yes. For me, it's like putting this little taste, this little sweetness in everything you do daily. You know, when things are going really, really crappy and you don't, you know, you don't see yourself coming out of that. So how at the end of the day, I can say, oh, thank you for this. Oh, but this happened. Or oh, how can I tweak it? So that's the limitless azúcar. It can be only, you know, by only playing some music at the end of the day. So I try to find always that.
Yeah. And one of the other aspects for me, when we started talking about this and thinking about this, limitless is English, azúcar is in Spanish. And we often in our videos and in our interactions when people meet us, they comment, do you guys always mix English and Spanish? Like, we're going to do really well. We're going to try our best here and say in English for interpretation purposes, for our support team to know what we're talking about. But one of the things that we love is it really honors all the different aspects of us that we'd like playing with different languages. We love traveling. That's part of the sweetness that makes up our lives. And it really is that there is no limit to how much sweetness you can have. And so really asking for that. And by asking for that, we're acknowledging, hey, we're willing to receive that. We're really for it to show up. And it's shown up in so many different ways that we're going to discuss, including with this idea of when worlds collide. So Zulma, what's your first memory, if you can recall, of a world colliding moment where like two different things came together and went kind of and had some friction or collision?
When I got married, my first time. You know, we are in Puerto Rico, we are together, but we are from different countries. So I make beans and they're making beans with sweet plantain and they're sweet. And I'm like, you know, you go into the wrongness of, oh, this is beans. And when you start trying them, say, ooh, this is sweet. You were not expecting it. So it was a learning experience on learning that, yes, we are in Puerto Rico, therefore we are in different countries, and we don't eat the same. We eat some things are the same, some things are different.
Well, and you're referring to clarify, you're referring to my dad, Jose.
Yeah.
Hi, Papi, wherever you are in the world. And he was from the Dominican Republic and then moved to Puerto Rico when he was 9 years old and then was raised there moving onward. But he still had these certain aspects of the Dominican Republic, of his culture there, that he, that was, that you could see in the cooking and the meals, even though they're right next to each other in the Caribbean, they have these different, their own take on meals and cooking and other things too. So how did that, how did you navigate that? Like when all of a sudden you started, you're about to prepare to eat beans and you're expecting a certain taste. And then it's like, wait a minute, that's not what it's supposed to taste like, or is it?
I have grown a lot, and many of the things that, you know, when you are raised, especially in my culture, is there's right and wrong. They were wrong. Are you crazy? Why do you do that? That's a mistake. But then with time, it's like you have kids with my husband. I have kids with my husband, and I have to teach them to eat everything. My kids ate everything. I didn't change the meat, the meal. You know, I don't like hot dogs. I don't like beef. I don't like chicken. I said, sorry, that's all you have. And I made it a point for them to eat everything. And they were from different countries. They were from both countries. They are part, you know, Dominican Republic, and they're part Puerto Rican. So I had to adapt.
And I think that I actually really appreciated that, because already the friction of both of your worlds on so many different levels, the food was just one thing. There was also cultural expectations. There were maybe general expectations, things like that, that you had to keep navigating with your marriage. But that also set the stage of like, okay, if we could explore each other's cultures, then you started exposing us to American cuisine and then Chinese food. And it just kept going from there, from on there. That was this first friction point that actually was a catalyst for us to be more open, you as a parent be more open, and then it opened up the door for us as kids to have exposure to new cultures as well. So I don't even think I realized until this moment, like how much all these different friction points between you and Papi, between you and my dad, actually kept having these like mini big bangs in our world. It's like, oh, now this whole new other planet's going to be created, and this new other planet's going to be created. And I think that's one of the things that I, when we were talking about what we were going to talk about in this series, that's one of the things that I'd like our listeners to really keep in mind, is that there's many moments of friction or conflict that can feel impossible to navigate, but that can actually be planting seeds for a future beyond your wildest imaginings, beyond anything that you would have expected. And man, that's one of the things that we're definitely going to get into, because I can honestly say for me, I never would have thought that my life would be the, how it is now. Would you agree with that? Like, did you think when you got married, when you were growing up in Puerto Rico, that you would be in Charlotte, North Carolina now?
Never.
And having the businesses you have, having the experiences you've had?
Never, never. And you know what? And there was love. So when you love somebody, you know, you are willing to learn more about it. I was willing to learn about, I went to Dominican Republic for the first time. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, so we eat, oh, you eat it that way? Or you do this other way? And many things were the same. Like family is very important to us. So that was the same. Now, the family that was in the Dominican Republic and DR versus our family in Puerto Rico were, you know, economically, you know, money-wise was completely different. And I adapted them. I was ready to say, okay, now how can we help? How can we do this? Because there was love for him and love for the people, the family that you embrace, the new family. And that's part of being the same cultural, you know, in that we were the same in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a message that is really key, and that I definitely receive from both of you, is that when there's love, there is an effort, there is an attempt to try something different, to get out of your comfort zone and ask questions together versus assuming this is what it has to be because of your culture, because of your parents, right, how they raised you and things like that. And so, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, then I started asking questions And it wasn't always ones that either you or Papi wanted me to ask, but you planted the seed of that skill of me asking those questions and not just concluding and basing things off of what you had chosen as well. So I'm really, really grateful for you about that. And we're going to talk about more about that. But first, it's time for our first break of the show. When we return, we will continue to discuss how we can actually ask questions together and some other tools that we can use when worlds collide. You're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss Limitless Azúcar when worlds collide with Zulma Verdejo Carrion. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com. Or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I am Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today, our show topic is Limitless Azúcar When Worlds Collide with Zulma Verdejo Carrion, my mom, my business partner, my travel companion, my best friend, beyond and beyond and beyond all that. And before we went on break, we were talking about her first marriage and with my dad and how she was actually dealing with all those different worlds colliding, from cultural expectations to different meals and how are things supposed to be cooked, and also socioeconomic differences. Thank you so much for your vulnerability with that. I think that one of the things that I love about our family and about our relationship is that we've never avoided conversations, even though they've been even they could be uncomfortable or challenging. We like are willing to have those conversations and then also invite other people to benefit from our conversations, from our example. But first and foremost, you are just an amazing example to me about being willing to have these conversations. And I'm actually a little surprised that when I asked, when was your first memory of worlds colliding, you didn't bring up your parents. You had parents, your abuela Raquel, rest in peace, and abuelo Papi, rest in peace. They were very different personalities. They came from very different backgrounds, and they were still on the same island. They were both from Puerto Rico, but different parts, and they had different experiences, family backgrounds, you name it. And so I'm curious, how was it being raised by them, who had kind of different discipline styles and different ways of seeing you and within the family dynamic?
Well, I was raised with four brothers, and being the only daughter, five, I wasn't able, or they told me that I couldn't do things that my brothers as men couldn't do. So I never saw that as two worlds colliding, because my parents and they were together in that.
Mm-hmm. They agreed on that.
They agreed on that, yeah. they were like, you know, even though you have good grades, you are doing well, they can do whatever they want though because they are men. And I was very resentful for that.
Your world and what you hoped for and what you knew was possible, what you were capable of, colliding with what they thought you were capable of and what was possible for you. So that's, for me, the world's colliding. And I think that happens to a lot of people where you are like, but I'm smarter than what you're saying, or I'm more independent than what you're saying, or I'm more adventurous, I'm more capable, I'm more valuable than what you're saying. And yet you are somebody that I admire, that I respect, that I love. How do I reconcile this difference, you know? And I really commend you because you didn't let their limited view of what you were capable of stop you.
Well, you know, I was raised and I didn't know that was going to happen. Right. I don't know if that makes sense. I was being a happy girl. And now when I turned, like, you know, I started dating, I needed a chaperone. Mm-hmm. Well, my brothers didn't. They could go out.
So even that's though they were younger than you, you're the oldest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm the oldest. Yeah. So it started hitting me. And then I went to college in Baltimore. So finally, they said no, but then they allowed me to go. I'm there for 2 years. When I come back, I'm in, I call it jail, because now I have to ask permission. Mm-hmm. I cannot go out with my boyfriend. I was so depressed. And I don't know if you have known of people that has been depressed, but they don't know that they're depressed. Mm-hmm. That was me. I was in shock, and I was like, well, I'm working full time, studying full time. Yeah. I can do all these things, but I cannot go out.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you got a peek at what you have always known you were capable of in those 2 years in college, away in a different country in Baltimore, Maryland, USA. And you were like, oh, this is what I was capable of. And then when you come back home, it's like they didn't know. They hadn't gotten that peek that you did. And then the door got closed on you. And you're like, wait a minute, I didn't choose to have this door closed. Wait, knock, 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 bang, 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 open the door.
Yeah. And I was a very good old daughter, so I'm respectful. So I have to listen to my parents. And I got married. I think that married, you know, it was the way out.
And I've heard that from a lot of people. I think that us having conversations about that, yes, you loved my dad, but the fact that you also felt that the marriage was a way for you to leave, I don't think that is a new thing. I think a lot of people have chosen marriage that way, especially of your generation. And it also made me be really particular and choosy about what my motivations were if I were ever to get married. Like, I very much, observing your choices, was like, okay, what am I choosing this out of cultural pressure, from gender expectations, you know, because I want to have kids and I'm trying to meet the certain timeline? What exactly is going on here? And all of those and more were different beliefs that I had about marriage that I had to look at so that I could really be choosing it based off of what I would really like to be choosing it from and not because of other people. I don't think you got how impactful that was, but it was really, really key to me looking at, because I didn't want to have all the different divorces and be so blindsided by them like I was by your different divorces. And so I was very much like actually having to go on the other side, where maybe I was breaking up with people too quickly or too soon or bolting, because I was like, well, this is about to lead to divorce, so let me just get out and bail now. And I had to look at that and really be like, neither one or the other was the right way. I really had to look at, what is my motivation for this? What do I truly desire out of my life, out of my relationships? And then, is this actually what's showing up? Is this possible with this person? And I think with each person, you learned different lessons. And so did I. And so did my siblings. We talk about it all the time. They weren't all bad lessons. They weren't all like, avoid this, don't do this. So in case that's what you're thinking, that wasn't it.
One of the things that, as you're talking about, It's like I was very intentional by telling you, say, date different men, date different people, because you know what? There are different type of apples. I remember, you know, that was, say, there's a Macintosh apple, there's Granny Smith, because I married the, you know, I have two boyfriends, you know, your father was the second one, and the other one was in high school, this is in college, and I married him. I mean, love, I just, you marry. So I said, I never dated, even till today. You know, my daughter says to me, this one that is there, you don't date, you marry people.
She's talking about me. I get on her about like, can date, you don't have to marry people. I think you finally got that now. There's been a couple of relationships now where you fully are truly enjoying dating and being wooed and all of that, and not actually feeling like, okay, this is a means to marriage. It, you can actually have that as the target, but what if you really enjoy the dating process and get that research, that data, really let them know you and you know them? And I think that was another thing that was a world colliding, is me growing up and being raised in the US, where dating was more of a thing. And also by the time I was dating, the expectation of marriage wasn't as prevalent. It still was as being a Latina, but certainly not as being a woman in the US. And so I would navigate between those two things. I'd be like, oh, well, as a Latina, no matter where you are in the world, you're probably they're expected to be married and have kids by 25.
Easily. The thing is that with you, I'm not going to interrupt you. It's like, no, with you, as I was raising you, it's like, you can do this, you can do that. You don't have to get married, you know, early, you know, travel, enjoy, do fun things, and have, you know, I made sure to transmit that to none of my kids are, you know, I'm married.
Yeah, that's true.
And by that time, but, you know, I remember saying, oh, you're married? When you're going to have a child? It was like, boom, boom, boom. Everything was fast. And I'm like, you know, you don't know what you're missing as a grandma. I said, no, I'm not missing anything. There's no, and culturally, if I would have stayed like my parents, what they did, I would have said, Siris, hello, the time that the clock is ticking. I want grandchildren. Mia, I want grandchildren. Oh my, I want grandchildren. That said, no. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen. You know, have fun. Are you happy? Yes, you are. Okay, go ahead.
And I really appreciate that, because it very much was a pressure internally, and maybe like at the time in my 20s, biologically, when I was really wanting to have kids. And it wasn't ever from you for me to have kids, get married, any of that. And that was so lovely, because I definitely had friends of mine where they would complain about the pressure from their parents, from their grandparents or family, their friends even. And I was really lucky. My friends would ask, but they were never like made, they never made me feel wrong for not being married and having kids, even if they were choosing it or wanting it themselves. And that's not a small thing. That was a really big gift, to not have this person that I really loved and admired, that I would go to you for advice and to vent and everything, to not feel like it would get redirected quickly to, and you're not getting any younger, you need to get married, like all this BS. I just thank you for that, really.
Welcome.
It's not a small thing. I know that you definitely experienced that on multiple levels. And when you're talking about traveling and you're talking about encouraging us to travel, it actually makes me think of your second husband, who, hi, Dino, wherever you are in the world, where he had a very unique and different background from my dad and from all of us. And he was a big part of this encouraging me to travel even more, and my love to travel, and really exposed us to so many different things that we wouldn't have otherwise. And then also your third husband in a very different way. But I think that if I had to give credit to any of them, it would probably be your second for travel and for opening up my world beyond in North America, the Caribbean area, which we were quite familiar with. And so we're going to talk about that after our next break. It's time for our second break. Make sure to connect with us in the chat room and put your questions in there. I know that some of you are here in our live audience. Make sure to join us on the ICN, the Inspired Choices Network app. And you can connect with us on 450 platforms for any smart device, including smart TVs, by using and finding the ICN app and subscribing and making sure that you are getting notified by all of our different episodes. And so when we'll come back, we're going to continue to talk about Limitless Azúcar when worlds collide with Zulma Verdejo Carrión. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, EmpoweringLightLanguage.com. Or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today, our show topic is Limitless Azúcar when worlds collide with my special guest, Zulma Verdejo Carrión. Yes, you heard it correctly. That's the Verdejo part of my last name. And so before we went on break, we were talking about all these different tools and questions that we can look at and consider when we are interacting with people from different worlds, including personally with my dad, Zulma's different marriages. And one of the key tools that we discussed was asking questions and not assuming that it's going to be what you think based on your past experiences, be it in a past relationship, from your family, from your culture. Even linguistically, we're going to talk about that even more. So let's rewind just a little bit. I'd love to hear in a new way. I haven't heard this and asked you about this in a while. How did you meet my dad, Jose?
I know, right? I was working, doing student teaching at a kindergarten, in a kindergarten classroom, excuse me. And he was painting a mural, like a Disney, something like kiddie thing on the wall, beautiful. And he was looking at me. And the teacher that was doing the student teaching with, she said, "He's looking at you. Hey, he likes you." And I was like, "No. I always do that with men. I don't know. No, he doesn't like me." He said, "Yes, he does." So he asked me for coffee or for tea or for ice cream, whatever, across the street. And that started everything. That's how I met. So we started dating and yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And
in a classroom.
And I recall too, it's interesting because as a child hearing how y'all met, I was like, how did this work? Like, it took me until at least my 20s to really get how y'all could work, because you started getting separated around like 8 or 9 when I was 8 or 9, and then you were divorced when I was 11. And so in my teens, I was trying to figure out how you couldn't have seen that it was going to go off the rails. And it was actually, you had so much in common, but I was focusing on all the things you had different until my 20s. So what I would focus on is he was atheist. You were Catholic. He was an artist, in a very particular way. You were a dancer. And even though that's an art, it was like I was seeing it as a physical versus like a you know, creating it with your hands type of thing. And you were both valued education, but he would have been fine to not be a teacher and to just play sports all the time. You weren't really playing any sports. He was really about athletics and all these different things. And so I was just like, oh, this, of course, you know, being very linear, I was like, of course, this was never going to go right. And then I realized, well, wait a minute, let me put myself in their shoes. And I was like, and so in the sense of like, what was the possibility there? What was this magic? And then, gosh, after all of the disruptions with the divorce and these different dramas that we're going to talk about later on in the series, it was the first time that you had been together and been civil and you could actually be in the same space. And you were both helping me move from a condo I was renting to a condo that I was owning. And my brother was there too. And we were looking at each other astounded because it had been so many years of upset, of not really being able to be peaceful and respectful toward each other. And you were both laughing and making jokes and you had salsa or merengue playing and you were dancing. And I got this peek, I was like, oh, that is what brought them together.
Well, when we met, he danced. We would go to weddings and to parties, you danced. I was raised in a family with sports. My brothers, they played basketball. So he played volleyball. So I went to every single volleyball game. So yeah. I played volleyball for a bit. So there were things in common. So as soon as we got married, he didn't want to go dancing anymore. I will go to weddings by myself. So two worlds are together. There are similarities, but then things change. So I'm like, I'm married. Why do I have to go to a wedding by myself? Why do I have to go to this quinceañera by myself? And he stopped playing sports in Puerto Rico, but he was playing sports in the U.S., but now I have kids. So how can I, you know, take the kids with me? It was in Chicago with the cold weather. So that's why things are changing. But, you know, so we were doing things. Yeah. We had a business together and in Puerto Rico. So we were, you know, going the same path, but things changed. And that's one of the things that I went to a psychologist during my divorce. And he, one of the things that I learned was we are not the same people. I'm not divorcing. The person that I'm divorcing isn't the same person that I got married. And that helped me deal with whatever I was going through.
I think that's really important for anyone who's considering a breakup or has gone through a breakup to consider that whoever you're breaking up with is not the same person that you started the relationship with. And you are also the same person you were when you're choosing to break up with a person or get divorced that you were at the beginning of the relationship. You both have grown, have changed, have evolved, and it's a matter of, are you growing and changing together and moving in the same direction or apart? And so this idea of when worlds collide, sometimes they collide and both of your worlds get expanded. Sometimes they collide and it's like, we'll see how this plays out as the big bang of these pieces that go in different directions and maybe are creating a whole other world. And then sometimes they collide and then they also pull apart again. But even after you pull apart, you're never the same. Those two planets, those two celestial beings that came together are forever impacted. And then everyone else that they were interacting with, like us as your kids, were forever impacted. Now your second husband,
before you say something beforehand? And the limitless azúcar comes with that. I appreciate the kids that I have with them. If I didn't get married him and you're the only, you know, kids that I have with, you know, with from any marriage. So if you look into what's the sweetness in that, I have three kids, you know, they went to college, they're happy. Yeah. So I'm happy for that. Yeah. So right now, after many years, we spend Thanksgiving together. So that's the sweetness in that.
Oh, I know. It was so amazing. Like you had told me when I was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, all those years, after that we would ever be able to have a family holiday together, peacefully laughing, enjoying each other's time, I would have been like, get the F out of here.
Beyond the space of saying, hi, how are you? And hugging, how have you been? You know, never, ever. So it might not be sweet right now. You deal with what you have and put a little bit of powdered sugar, that white sugar that you can feel on your face for the moment, because you never know 20, 30 years later, that's going to be a lot of powdered sugar. So that's part of it. So now moving to the second one. You were going to be asking me
how
something.
How did y'all meet? Tell me about that.
Oh gosh, CDs.
I'm stretching your memory a little bit, but this is a moment where worlds came together in this really interesting way.
So I'm going dancing, you know, I'm divorced, I'm going salsa dancing, and my friend, one of my best friends, she came with her boyfriend, and Tino happened to come to visit Chicago from New York, to visit Chicago, and they brought him along, and I'm looking at him like, you're not setting me up. You are not setting me up. I don't have to dance with him, do I? You know, so I said, Zulma, he just came to visit. Take it easy. And one of the things that he did was, you know, after we danced, we went walking and it's dark, it's cold. And he took his jacket and he gave it to me. And I was like, oh, he's nice. Okay. So we started talking and he is a bright man. He spoke French, Berber, English. And he has been to different countries. And I was like, okay. So we started talking and that's how it started.
Yeah. Well, he also spoke Arabic, multiple dialects of Arabic. It was at least five languages from Algeria, which I loved geography. I used to play Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And so I immediately was like, where is that? And okay, I know where that is. And I could show off. I'm like, I know it's in Africa. In what part? And then It just totally fueled so many questions and so much curiosity in my world about his life experiences there and what it was like there, what he ate. And so he cooked food from that area. Oh my God, so good. And then he'd have friends from Morocco and from Paris and that would come and visit us and they would cook their food. And we had even all that. It was just so, so good to be able to get to know another culture and another part of the world through food, which is one of the things that I love. When you're having different worlds collide, what are those different activities that can facilitate a conversation and an openness? And I find that for us as a family, it's been food a lot. Okay, I'll show you some of my dishes. You show me some of your dishes. Let's see where there's some commonalities. And this childish enthusiasm would come up and we would ask, it would also lead to other questions. But for some people, it might be more like sharing literature that you could have in common or artwork one of my friends, Lamis, who I was just talking to earlier today, she's from Palestine. And so we learned each other's cultures through dance. There was Depka. That she would teach me and I would teach her about bachata and salsa, merengue. And through these different dances, we would get to know about each other's cultures. And then beyond that, and just all these different things that came along with it. So one of the funny examples I remember about Tino was how he felt about the ocean, given that he was from Algeria. And when he finally went to Puerto Rico for the first time with us. Do you remember this?
Oh, yes. You remember? and it's a learning experience because you shouldn't take anything for granted. So we are getting ready to go to Puerto Rico. He's super excited. And he said, I needed to buy a wetsuit. And I'm like, okay. He likes scuba diving. I said, okay. So I need to buy a wetsuit. And I said, okay. So we go to Puerto Rico. He never bought it, but we went to Puerto Rico. He jumped in the water and then he came out so excited. But the water is warm.
Yeah.
yes, but it's warm. I say, yes. He said, no, in the Mediterranean, it's cold. He said, oh my God. That's why he was asking, he needed a wet. So I said, oh, but I didn't ask questions. I was assuming. I was like, oh, that's why. Oh my God. So yes, honey, the water is warm. Always is warm.
Well, and the other thing with that I get is, and it's so freaking funny, I remember this to this day, is it's also like looking at things from their lens, from their perspective, and having empathy for that. Like, it's the asking questions, but then beyond that, it's also like actually seeing what their needs might be. Why is it that they're asking these questions? Because we just assume, okay, sure, this is what he needs to be in the ocean, but not like, okay, why would he need that? Why did he think he needed that? And so this is an incredible journey on learning to really tap into our awareness and to actually use our abilities to be empathetic to our advantage instead of kind of being like, I mean, that was a really funny, lovely surprise, but sometimes it wasn't that easy. It wasn't that amusing. And us taking the perspective of the other person really, really helped.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, the time is flying by. It's time for our next break of this show. When we return, we're going to talk about some other aspects of what we've learned, including some events that we've experienced and some language differences that also were how our worlds collided over our experiences with ourselves personally. And we've got to start talking about some of the experiences with working with children and kids. And so you're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue Limitless Azúcar, When Worlds Collide with Zulma Verdejo Carrión. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today our show topic is Limitless Azúcar, When Worlds Collide, with my mother, my business partner, my best friend, and more, Zulma Verdejo Carrión. And before we went on break, we were talking about her second marriage and to a man from Algeria and the different funny and amusing interactions with that and the different tools that she used to soar beyond what people were expecting, what he was expecting out of the marriage, what she was expecting out of the marriage, and how they were expecting things from each other's cultures. Now, throughout all of this, you are working full-time as a bilingual educator. I don't want to leave today without people knowing how that impacted everything. My dad was a bilingual educator as well. You have taught, let's see, correct me if I'm wrong, every grade between kindergarten and eighth grade, correct?
Most of them, in some way.
Sometimes you had three grades at once that you were teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In Chicago, I remember that, which is, just blows my mind. And I know that there are people out there, they might be listening to this, that know or either in those classrooms that were in the classrooms with three grades being taught at once. And this is in a big city. Yeah, all day in a big city like Chicago. You don't often think about that unless you think of like olden times before, and, you know, when the pioneers moving out west, when it's like a one room schoolhouse, but the schoolhouse had all these different grades. And yet that was definitely something that was going on. And you were teaching multiple grades, both English and Spanish, all these different academic areas. And my dad was also teaching as well while coaching on the side. And one of the things that I loved is that we also had one of the worlds colliding is we often had your professional career colliding with us as your kids. Because, and I'll let the audience know, we would be walking around the mall and, or walking in a store like Target, Walmart, whatever. And my mom would be like, oh my God, this would be great for my kids. And she wasn't talking about us. She was talking about her students. And so it was constant that the world of her classroom and her school was always with us in our house, in our car, wherever we went. She took them, all those kids, with us. And that's how I do what I see the clients and the families that I work with now, is that I'm constantly incorporating my life, my personal experiences, my travel with the kiddos and families that I work with. And I wake up thinking about them. I go to sleep thinking about them. Now, how did your marriages and you having these different cultures that you were exposed to through your relationships influence how you worked with children and families?
I learned a lot because as a Hispanic teacher, I speak Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish. There are so many different languages, dialects, that I could, with Tino knowing all these languages and my students knowing all these languages, I came here and the worlds collided 1,000%, because now I'm talking about kite, for example, and I have 5-6 different names for the same word, for the same object.
Kite as in K-I-T-E.
Yes, like flying a kite. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about flying a kite, and I have a full classroom looking at me like, whoa, what's going on? What they're talking about? So I had to draw it. With Tino, it was interesting because I could speak Spanish with my family, and he said, why were they asking you this about me? And I'm like, what do you mean? Say, yes, because this word in Berber means this, and in French, that word means that, and in Arabic, this word. So, because he knew different languages, even though he wasn't, he didn't know Spanish, he could follow a conversation. So when all these worlds collided, I said, I have to be more aware of differences in language. Mm-hmm. We were not saying anything bad about him, but people were intrigued.
The other thing, too, I get from that is that then you are able to see, oh, how can each of these different languages and cultures piggyback and contribute to each other versus it being so separate? Mm-hmm. So it actually becomes more of a conscious, let's bring these worlds together, let's have them collide and contribute, versus being blindsided by a world collision. And I think that's what we're going to get into more moving forward in the rest of this series. I know we're just starting. We're going to have 2 full episodes just on When Worlds Collide. And next time we're going to talk about race, religion, gender roles, a little bit more about socioeconomic status. The next Limitless Azúcar episode will be on February 2nd, 2023. So make sure to check that out and register to be notified by email. And then part 3 and 4 are going to be all about raising children with unique needs. Not just special, all different diverse needs. Don't forget to email serenefusion@gmail.com with the subject line Choosing a Different Future to get 10% off the code for your first order on any of the products there. They're all natural plant-based products to improve your immune system, for anti-aging, for general overall health, for weight loss, you name it. Go ahead and tinker around and explore. And you, up until December 31st, tomorrow, you can get that $60 cash back on your order. How cool is that? Next week's episode is going to be Coming Out. So join us for Coming Out. We're going to talk about coming out in many different forms that serve many different purposes. So explore that, and hopefully you'll join us on that one as well. Every week we're going to be here for you, including in the new year. So thank you so much for listening to us throughout 2022. I really, really appreciate it. We're going to continue to contribute to you in whatever way we can in 2023. I hope you have an amazing new year. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.